With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has flown to Florida to meet with President-elect Donald Trump to discuss threatened tariffs on Canadian products. Here's the BBC's David Willis.
Earlier at a news conference, Justin Trudeau told reporters that raising tariffs would hurt citizens on both sides of the border by raising prices in U.S. stores and urged cooperation between the two nations. More than three-quarters of Canada's exports go to the United States, and on Wednesday, Canada offered to bolster security along the border with the U.S. in response to Mr. Trump's threat.
The two leaders met for dinner last night along with their key advisors. Israel says it has struck Hezbollah weapons smuggling sites inside of Syria, testing a fragile ceasefire there. Correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
The Israeli military says its aircraft has struck Hezbollah weapons smuggling sites along Syria's border with Lebanon. The actions test a fragile, days-old ceasefire that's halted months of fighting between the two sides. Israel says it attacked sites used to smuggle weapons from Syria into Lebanon after the ceasefire took effect, which the military says is a violation of its terms. And Israeli aircraft has struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, citing ceasefire violations several times since the recent truce began. There was no immediate reaction from Hezbollah officials or Syrian authorities. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Akash Choghale with the group Americans for Prosperity says the group's already shifted its focus from drumming up votes to lobbying for better policies on Capitol Hill.
We've been working closely with the Speaker's office, the Majority Leader, and others as far as that big tax reconciliation package. We're working on immigration reforms, energy reforms, what have you.
And Choghale told the Salem Radio Network this week, the best way to prepare for the 2026 midterm elections is to work hard for the economy next year. This is SRN News. Cuba still persecuting Christian believers.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing the state of Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining what it calls a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. This is SRN News. Cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states and organic eggs sold in 25 Costco stores in five southern states have been recalled this week for potential salmonella contamination. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. While no details were made available on how many people got sick or where, the FDA told the company that there were associated illnesses reported between October 12th and November 15th. As for the eggs, that recall involves 11,000 cartons of 24-count organic eggs sold under Costco's Kirkland Signature brand that landed on shelves in Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 188 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.